In the words of Jesus, go and sin no more. Do you remember Jesus saying, go and sin no more? And I wonder what story you remember when you think of that, because he didn't just say it once. It's spoken to both an invalid and to an adulterer. It's spoken to people who are both healed and forgiven, both called to walk in holiness. Go and sin no more, says Jesus. In John chapter 5, after Jesus found the crippled man whom he had healed by the pool of Bethesda, right, the healed man, Jesus said to him, see, you are well, sin no more that nothing worse may happen to you. And then John chapter 8, Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery, where are your accusers? She said, no one, Lord, is left. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more. So Jesus calls us to put off those things as well. In Titus, which is the book that's the subject of the women's Bible study that's happening monthly here in the church. It just happened yesterday. In Titus, in chapter 3, it says, when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us. Not because of works done in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So don't, when you're reading the Pauline epistles, and it says, be transformed. And it says, put off and put to death and put away. Be fooled into thinking, I've got to work and I've got to scrub. But when Jesus says, go and sin no more, to people healed and to people delivered from sin, recognize that the work is finished in Christ. And it's complete, that in Christ you're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm and sealed by the Holy Spirit, who is the down payment of what we will receive in the inheritance in Christ. And this is the stuff that God's doing. We're called to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind, that by testing we may discern what is the will of God.